Hello, friends. Today we're going to be reading 1 Chronicles chapter 21. As always, before we get started, let's go ahead and pray over the word that we'll receive today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the people you've placed in our lives, for all the blessings that you continue to pour down in our lives, Lord. We pray that you would just open up our hearts today to be able to seek you, Lord, seek your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We pray that you would help us to put this to work into our own lives and to share it with whoever needs to hear it. Help us, Lord, that we would be able to share this word with confidence, with boldness, and not be shy about our faith, Lord. Help us to stand firm in your promises and share this so that people know who you are and who we are in you. We pray that you would help us, Lord, to be just filled with the fruits of your spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And help us, Lord, to just continue on this path. Guide us, Lord. Holy Spirit, be breathed into us and help us to have discernment and understanding in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This first section is called David Counts the Fighting Men. Satan rose up against Israel and incited David to take a census of Israel. So David said to Joab and the commanders of the troops, "Go and count the Israelites from Beersheba to Dan. Then report back to me so that I may know how many there are." But Joab replied, "May the Lord multiply his troops 100 times over. My lord, the king, are they not all my lord's subjects? Why does my lord want to do this? Why should he bring guilt on Israel?" The king's word, however, overruled Joab. So Joab left and went throughout Israel and then came back to Jerusalem. Joab reported the number of the fighting men to David. In all Israel, there were 1,100,000 men who can handle a sword, including 470,000 in Judah. But Joab did not include Levi and Benjamin in the numbering because the king's command was repulsive to him. This command was also evil in the sight of God, so he punished Israel. Then David said to God, "I have sinned greatly by doing this. Now I beg you, take away the guilt of your servant. I have done a very foolish thing." The Lord said to Gad, David's seer, "Go and tell David, this is what the Lord says. I am giving you 3 options. Choose one of them for me to carry out against you." So Gad went to David and said to him, "This is what the Lord says. Take your choice. 3 years of famine, 3 months of being swept away by your enemies with their swords overtaking you, or 3 days of the sword of the Lord, days of plague in the land with the angel of the Lord ravaging every part of Israel. Now then, decide how I should answer the one who sent me." David said to Gad, "I am in deep distress. Let me fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is very great. But do not let me fall into human hands." So the Lord sent a plague on Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell dead. And God sent an angel to destroy Jerusalem, but as the angel was doing so, the Lord saw it and relented concerning the disaster, and said to the angel who was destroying the people, "Enough, withdraw your hand." The angel of the Lord was then standing at the threshing floor of Arana, the Jebusite. David looked up and saw the angel of the Lord standing between heaven and earth with a drawn sword in his hand extended over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sack, fell face down. David said to God, "Was it not I who ordered the fighting men to be counted? I, the shepherd, have sinned and done wrong. These are but sheep. What have they done, Lord my God? Let your hand fall on me and my family, but do not let this plague remain on your people." This next section is called David Builds an Altar. Then the angel of the Lord ordered Gad to tell David to go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Arunah, the Jebusite. So David went up in obedience to the word that Gad had spoken in the name of the Lord. While Arauna was threshing wheat, he turned and saw the angel. His four sons who were with him hid themselves. Then David approached, and when Arauna looked and saw him, he left the threshing floor and bowed down before David with his face to the ground. David said to him, "Let me have the sight of your threshing floor, so I can build an altar to the Lord, that the plague on the people may be stopped. Sell it to me at the full price." Arauna said to David, "Take it. Let my lord, the king, do whatever pleases him. Look, I will give the oxen for the burnt offerings, the threshing sledges for the wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I will give all this." But King David replied to Arauna, "No, I insist on paying the full price. I will not take for the Lord what is yours, or sacrifice a burnt offering that costs me nothing." So David paid Arauna 600 shekels of gold for the site. David built an altar to the Lord there and sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. He called on the Lord, and the Lord answered him with fire from heaven on the altar of burnt offering. Then the Lord spoke to the angel, and he put his sword back into his sheath. At that time, when David saw that the Lord had answered him on the threshing floor of Arauna the Jebusite, he offered sacrifices there. The tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses had made in the wilderness, and the altar of burnt offering were at that time on the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, because he was afraid of the sword of the angel of the Lord. So that is the end of chapter 21. I've always heard that you'd rather be judged by God than by man, because man is relentless. And I never really understood that until this chapter. It really shows in perspective how God is just so concerned with human lives. He loves us so much, and when he brings pain upon us, he feels that pain. And David knew this. David messed up really big, and God had to punish him to teach him. So he gave him an option. And that's more than a lot of humans will do. A lot of humans will just go ahead and choose that option for you, but God gave David three choices. He said, "Which one do you want?" And David obviously chose the right one, because he knew that God would have mercy on him. And he fully expected God to fulfill the 3 days of torment that he had chosen for himself, but God saw the pain that he was putting them through, and he stopped the angel. And he heard David's prayer when David felt so bad for all that he had done, that the people were actually experiencing on his behalf. And he came to God and petitioned for him to stop everything that he was doing to his people. And God came with an answer, and he said, "This is what you'll do." And I just love that so much, because it shows us that God always provides a way out. We just have to go to him. I hope this message reached whoever it needed to. I hope you guys enjoyed this message. And that is all the time that I have. So till next time.